The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is April 7th, 2015, and we are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's my good friend John Wood. www.grasslandbeef.com. I've done business with John for probably 15 years now. He's been a big supporter of the show. He's been on the show, and we're going to have him on again. I think his meat is the best around, and if you get lucky enough to speak with this gentleman, believe me, you're going to get an education. So once again, that's www.grasslandbeef.com. Our second sponsor here is a good friend of mine, Saugerties Chiropractic Center. This is only based in New York, upstate New York. Mark Colligan is my chiropractor. I've been put together by him probably for 10 years in pieces at times, too. And he's doing a lot with me right now because I'm pretty banged up, too. They're in the process right now of rebuilding a brand new website. But to get a hold of them, it's 845-246-5020. That's 845-246-5020. Obviously, we've talked about this, but, you know, he's got the drop table, does all the soft tissue, the trigger points. You just got a brand new deep tissue laser, man. The thing's phenomenal. I've had that done. He's doing a lot of rock taping again. He does all the pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. I'm doing that right now. The guy is just great with sports injuries, excuse me. And I'll tell you what, you'd love talking to him. You want to talk about like human potential? I mean, this guy would. I could stay down there for hours with him, man. He's a great guy, and he's really got his shit together, man. He's a great guy. So once again, Saugerties Chiropractic Center. Number three, now a regular on the show, and he's another guy that's been a good friend of mine for years. This is how it all works, John. Dr. Will Wong, you want to talk about testosterone? He is the man. We did a show about 3 weeks ago. He'll be on April 17th. We did that in systemic enzymes, and people were calling me and saying, where the hell has that guy been? We love him. Well, Will Wong is not PC at all. So if things bother you a little bit, be real careful. But here's what you can do. His supplement line, you go out and Google Dr. Wong's Essentials, or you go out to www.docpreferred.com. He's got his own podcast, which is great. Once again, you better have thick skin if you don't like, you know, some of the verbiage. And second of all, if you do call Dr. Wong, he will call you back. He is a super guy. Once again, I've probably done business with him for at least 15 years. So I'm very blessed. And then last but not least is our regular. He was on today, Roger LaPointe. He's the president of Atomic Athletic. Right now they're selling, it's on sale, Super Squat Bar. Regularly $299, you can get it for $225 in shipping. And from what Roger told me, the way they break the bar up, the shipping's like minimal. So that's www.atomicathletic.com. Roger's another guy. Service is second to none. You call and ask for him, guess what? You get the owner. This is the way all these gentlemen are here. And everybody associated with the show that has a business, not one of them ever told me that they will not talk to you because I will not have them on the show if that's the case. We're here for everybody. Today, we have a second time. I want to get this guy on once a month, too, if we can do it. I'm having right now, this is a good issue. I've got a lot of people that want to be regulars on now, and we're having a hard time finding space right now. We're booked right through June, the first week of June, but I like John a lot. John's show did very well. And these are the kind of people I want surrounding the wagon that I'm on. So, John Hart, in case you, I'm sure if you haven't heard him, we're going to let you know who he is at this point. Number one, John is a natural pro bodybuilder. That's not the only thing. John's an author. I've got both of his books in front of me, and I'm going to plug them both. The first one is Mr. America's Shape Up series. It's the entire five-part series in one collection. And the other book is called Physique 101, Your Best Shape in the Shortest Time Possible. They're great books. John was kind enough to send them both to me. All I can say is the guy can write, and he puts his money where his mouth is, for sure. He's definitely, now we just talked about it, he's promoting. He's WNBF, and he and his wife have gotten into this now. And we were talking about this a little bit, and I'm going to bring him in because I'm going to repeat with him what we just talked about, that we should have been on the air, but John and I get going like everybody else, and, you know, I don't have the recorder on, so we can go over it. But he and his wife are doing, and I think this is great, because, John, I'm just going to bring you in because I want to go right into this before we get into it. John, I want to welcome you to Motivation Muscle. I mean, I'm pretty pumped up, dude, so just bear with me, all right? I I'm pretty jacked up. It's 4:33 here on the East Coast. John is in California. I'm sure it's a hell of a lot nicer and sunnier than it is here, but we're starting to get there. But, John, I'm very happy to have you back on the show, brother. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really pumped to hear, and it was a pleasure listening to you naming sponsor after sponsor, and the fact that I've also had great experiences, and I'll even plug them with John Wood, uswellnessmeats.com, grasslandbeef.com, grasslandmeats.com. I have to tell you, fantastic grass-fed meat. That is what's in my house right now. I've been doing business with him for 12 years, and I have spoken to John myself. You are 100% correct. All of the people you're doing business with, if you do call them, they do call you back. It's important.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, John, another thing, too, is I don't know if you know this. When John was on probably about 4 months ago, his father's over 90 years old. And he still works on the farm.
Wow.
I mean, that's insane. And he's like, he's healthy as a bull, he said, man. It's like, this is what I'm saying. This is testament to living the good life. Now, there's no guarantees. We know that, okay?
Yes.
But why not stay strong and healthy and try the best you can to live as long as you can? And this is what we're trying to do with everything. I mean, you know, you're writing material, you train people. And what I like about, and this is the segue we're going to go into, but before we do, just tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I like doing this. You know, give your website and we'll go right into the first question.
Sure, sure. well, my name is John Hart, of course. And so you spell it just like the Hart, H-E-A-R-T. And I've been around the block as far as weight training goes. This is my 30th year, I've been doing it for a while. I've been training clients for 25 years, and you know, as you mentioned, it's been a great experience. I've been able to actually put into words a lot of the training experiences, and a lot of the information that I've gathered is an encyclopedia, you know, between my ears now. That I've been able to put into those books that you have in front of you. So I thank you for that plug that you gave me. And
That's fine.
In the course of the process, I've been, you know, a natural bodybuilder and very interested in competing in that sport. And over the course of the last, 20 years competing or so, in recent times, in 2013, I did win the WNBF Mr. America, and I've been competing as a natural pro within the organization. WNBF stands for World Natural Bodybuilding Federation. And my website is intensehart.com, INTENSEHEART.com. And, I've told you before when I was on the show, I'm on all forms of social media from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even Cyberdust. Great. Another app, another social media forum. And generally, if you can't find me by name, you can find me by my handle is J Hart, JHEARTMRA. So in general, you can find me through those avenues. And yes, with the WNBF, we were just discussing. I'm so glad you turned on that recorder, okay? So glad you did, because like I said, we were going on 20 minutes of just having fun talking to each other.
Yep.
So I'm really glad you turned it on. I'm glad and I'm very happy. God has blessed your show. I know that it's growing, it's expanding. It's my pleasure to be a part of it, and it's a blessing to me to be a part of it. And I love helping people, man. So as a result of the last show that we did, I've been contacted quite a bit, and you know, email or social media, and I love getting questions. You know, the guys and girls have been really respectful. You know, a question or two is no big deal. You know,
right?
And I do get back to them, so I welcome you guys to try and find me out there, and I'm more than happy to try and help you out if you have any questions, especially if we don't cover it within our interviews. And I know last time we spoke, we were going to talk about, you know, eating, and especially with your intro, with your sponsors, you just mentioned, you hit on two very, very big buttons of mine. Number one is grass-fed beef, and then number two, and then number two was systemic enzymes. You don't realize that I am for those. I am so systemic enzymes, not simply digestive enzymes.
No.
Yeah, you know, I have a little bit of experience going, you know, way back with systemic enzymes, and in my house we do have, you know, enzymes, systemic enzymes. We have, you know, serrapeptase. These are fantastic. It's the life-giving basis, you know, for all of the functions in our bodies. So
exactly.
if any of the listeners don't know, then yes, they should contact Dr. Wong, like you mentioned. I'm plugging him. I'm saying it right now. I'm plugging him. They should contact him.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I say it only once in a while. Dr. Wong understands some things right now. We're very tight monetarily right now with our currency, and we're doing a lot of things. And he knows I had the sprained SI, which is all healed up now. But I don't know if it was from something I was doing or what. I pulled something like under the trap rhomboid, but I tore the left bicep, okay? Mm. And it was fixed. But I'm always nervous of this because you feel it a little bit in the side of the arm. Now, it's not stopping me training or anything. It's been 2 days. It's a little sore today. Well, thank Dr. Wong, because Dr. Wong now is sponsoring me for Iceland, and he's sending me – you ought to see what he's sending me. And I'll name it all out, because for anybody out there that wants to know, the regimen I'm on right now is Zemensense, I think they spell it. That's the systematic enzymes, okay? It's Zymessence. He's got me on Magscorbate. That's Magscorbate. And he's got me on, I think it's Kinesence. It's Kinesence. Plus, he's a big man on testosterone, and I'm waiting for another product he makes. But this all goes along with it. He's got me on Andy Essence Max. And this is maca root. And
ashwagandha.
Okay, that. So, you know, he's got me on. He's got another product coming. He said so. What he's doing for me is, because a lot of this stuff that you're taking here, the other two, other the systematic enzymes, obviously, a lot of this is going to go in and fix the damage. But he said a lot of this stuff he's got me on is going to stop anything further from happening, because he said in 10 or 20 years, he says, you're going to start feeling to the point you might not be able to do anything. He wants to head it all off now. Yeah. So this is what he's done for me. I can't thank him enough. And for everybody out there that sent me stuff that was like, where did you find him? We're so glad. He'll do even more. Between him and we got Bill Hinburn on every other – I mean – you talk about a plethora of not only knowledge, but people that really tell you what it is, man. And one thing to tell you, John, I'm glad to hear you got systemic enzymes in your home and your wife, and I hope your kids or whatever you do. He made an interesting comment when we had him on, and I really want to go into it because he's really the foremost authority. I mean, he did it with a German company years ago. I don't remember their name, but I started taking them years ago when I heard – I think I heard him on it might have been a Mike Millar's show or one of these guys, right? Or I read it off his site or whatever. And I was like, man, that sounds interesting. You know, especially when it goes in, it breaks up all that fiber. And one of the biggest things it does for people – here it is, guys. If you're having trouble down below – it takes and destroys all that shit in your basically in your arteries. It goes in. I mean, you're going to have to take it for a little while. It's not going to do it with one bottle, but these things are phenomenal. You know what he said, which was real interesting besides that? He said, go take a look at yourself, a picture maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and see what you look like then and now. He said, chances are if you've been aging a lot, you can go and look at your enzymes in your body. Because I think he said at 27 is when you start digressing totally. By the time you're 40, you got nothing, okay? So you see these people are just breaking down and aging like crazy. And another thing he told me, John, which was very interesting, take them with food. He said, you could take any supplement you want, but he says use the systemic enzymes as the carriers when you're taking it because it will make it work that much better. So he's got me on – his capsules are so potent. And I don't want to plug other things.
Yeah.
But if I took Wobenzyme, I was taking 30 to 50 a day.
That's what it was called. Wobenzyme was one of them.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. Okay, and I don't remember the other ones, right?
It's called Vitalzyme. Vitalzyme,
yes.
In Germany.
Yes, that was another one. And they were all right. And I remember talking to him with this – that I wish I remembered what they were, but they were one of the most expensive ones, and I would take them, all right?
Yes.
And Dr. Wong was the main guy that would speak for him. But then I don't know what happened with that whole deal, and he, you know, ended up bringing his supplement company right out to the forefront. And I remember him telling me, he said, Eric, you're not going to have to take 30 or 50 anymore. He says, you can take 3. So I have this injury right now, all right?
Yeah.
He's got me taking 9 a day. Now, I've only been on him for 2 weeks, and I'm taking another product, hyaluronic acid. It's a liquid that all the strong men are taking now. I had Dimitar Santoloff on here the other day. He says, you got to take this stuff, man. He says it will recover you quick. I'm in the loading phase of it now. And here's a plug for John Wood. We're going to do a show.
Yeah.
John was kind enough to send me, I think, probably 12 or 14 grass-fed gelatin.
Wow.
And I put it in hot water and sip it. I tell you, this thing won't be that much longer. My body feels so flexible right now, and I'm moving. I'm not cracking or anything now. So I want to thank everybody. We're going to do some stuff about that down the road.
Yeah.
We'll talk about diet, but there's one thing I want to go into real quick.
Yeah.
And we'll shift back because this was real important. As I said, John is in the WNBF, okay, and – they've pretty much now, they're going to sanction where they're going to be running everything next year in L.A. That's correct, right?
Well,
the bodybuilding?
We have my wife and myself
right.
have been
right.
given the L.A. sanction
right.
For
right.
For promoting the WNBF L.A. championships, yes.
Yeah, which is huge, all right? But you know, this is going to kind of hark back because we're going to kind of talk about the real diet, none of this shit where we're bombing down rice cakes. We're eating red meat, grass-fed meat. We're eating because, you know, he's got chicken lent. We'll get all into that once we start talking with diet. But I said this to John. It disturbed me the other day. But, you know, all you do is just read. It seems like the negative with everything, man. And I think a lot of it is to make money and all that BS too, you know. Tell you can't do it, the whole gig. Well, they're saying, you know, looks like exercise and fitness is done. You know, people aren't getting into it the way they want. And there's all these other modalities to do it. And I'm like, bullshit, right? So I say to John, I was like, I like the idea that you guys not only are harking back to a different era, in my opinion. You know, we talked about way back in the day when these guys would Olympic lift or do some type of contest.
Yeah.
And then they'd have the bodybuilding show. Because I think that really showed an athlete, too. And these guys were streamlined, man, and they were natural. Even if there was stuff, there was nothing like there is now, right? So what I said to John is he and his wife are doing a great thing, that it's getting more basic. And I think this is happening in my end, too, with, like, stones and the weightlifting where, you know, Brooks started the whole thing with the rack stuff, but and Bud Jeffries, and I've been pushing it, and I'm going to be pushing the shit out of it between now and we go away, and the stones. But what I'm seeing more and more is people are turning more to, let's do a basic barbell. Show me how to deadlift. Show me how to squat. Show me how to press. Same thing. I think you take this style of training, and with what John is doing, harking back, they're going to drug test and literally do the right thing.
Yeah.
This is going to separate the cheaters, in my opinion, to the ones that really want it. Now, you could have a span of 10 guys on stage, whatever the number's going to be.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everyone's busted their ass naturally to get up there. Maybe some have better genetically. You're going to hear that. But my whole point is I like the idea that some people finally got it in their head that, you know what, you can still look good naturally. And now I'm going to seg this way right into you, John,
yeah,
because we know one of the main functions of gaining, besides knowing how to train heavy, smart, all that, diet. So let's start right in with what you feel you need to – I don't care. We don't even have to – you know, we know what you need, but I want to go into to succeed in your genre, obviously. But let's just talk about people that got to work their ass off for a living and want to get in shape,
yeah,
don't know what to do. Their kids are all looking fat and soft. What do you think about all that? How do you go? I know it's a lot of stuff to ask. And you probably got a headache right now from me already, but you get my point. We got time, so
yeah,
let's go through it.
Okay. Okay. First of all, you know, I have to step back just one step, just a half a step, and then I'll jump right into the food. Half a
sure.
step back is when we talk about, you know, the WNBF and the organization I'm involved with, they have a very long-standing reputation of integrity when it comes to the drug testing. We use Olympic WADA drug testing. So
yep,
it's both polygraph and urinalysis. Okay. Having said that, you know, people who use are not necessarily cheaters.
Okay.
Right. You just use the word cheater. So I want to be really clear that I don't feel that anybody is a cheater unless
okay.
they're entering a drug tested show and they have been using drugs
okay.
and then
okay.
of course they get caught. So
okay.
that in my mind, you know, is the only way we can define somebody who
okay.
cheated. Only when there's rules in place
yep.
that say clearly don't use and they are using, therefore you can, you know, that is cheating. But otherwise,
okay.
You know, if it's not being drug tested, it's not cheating
right.
in my
exactly.
mind. So I say that specifically because you and I have talked about this, that as much as I promote natural bodybuilding and the natural fitness movement and natural weightlifting in Southern California and Los Angeles, it's important that, you know, even when we talk about diet right now, that
sure.
There's an application for those who don't use and then those who do use, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
And I don't judge them in that regard. It's a personal choice.
Right.
Do what you
right.
do. I choose right.
right
now not to. I promote the, you know, for the sake of those who choose not to. I would like to continue to promote events, the WNBF, you know, L.A., coming in June 4th, 2016, will be the first of many, I'm sure, in mm-hmm. Los Angeles, in Monrovia, California, and that will be promoting the natural end of the sport. That's what
right.
I choose to promote, to create
right.
A competition with as much of a level playing field as we can get, and the WNBF is certainly the organization to do it with. So having
mm-hmm.
said all of that, now I can mm-hmm. come. Now I can come with
okay.
you. You know,
okay.
You caught me on the word cheater, and I wanted to
That's okay.
Clarify.
That's fine.
So I'm glad we have some time.
Yeah.
So, yes, the bottom line is this, is when we do talk about, you know, the individuals, a lot of the listeners that you have that, you know, like you said, I was burying my head as you're watching me, as you're talking about the people who have the fat kids, you know, the kids that are out of
yep.
shape, and pretty much the children are following the footsteps of the parent, you know, that
sure.
the habits, our future will be dictated, you know, by our daily routines. Okay. So if you're looking down the road, you can pretty much see that if you're eating a lot of processed foods, if you're, you know, going down that road of it's coming out of a box constantly, or you're going through a drive-through constantly, then you can look down the road. That's your habit. So, you know, your future will be dictated by your daily routine. So right now, if you're looking at your routine and it involves a lot of processed food, a lot of drive-through, we're going to look down the road and we're going to see that there's going to be a consequence for that. So, but, you know, having said that, the good changes can be made. There are great changes that can be made. The real deal is that when they do make a conscious decision, anybody can make a conscious decision to, number one, focus on foods that have been walking, focus on foods that are as close to their natural state as possible. Did it grow on a tree? Was it walking around? You know,
yep.
and we cannot count, you know, you can't say to me, well, that double cheeseburger was walking around, because I'm going to say to you, yeah, I understand it was processed quite a bit to get to that point. you know? Yeah. And it's not necessarily, if you say to me it's grass-fed beef, I'll say, fantastic. You know, hey, I'm using John Wood's grass-fed beef. And I'm going to say, all right, that's fantastic. But we got a lot of other crap that you've thrown on, you know, with that wonderful meat that's going to negate a lot of the great things that come with it. When we do things like eat food in its natural form, okay, we're talking about grass-fed meats, okay? We're talking about cage-free grown meats, whether we're talking about chicken, we're talking about wild-caught fish, okay? All of those protein sources, we're talking about cage-free, preferably high omega-3 eggs. You know, when we're talking about all of those protein and fat sources, which they are, okay? Usually the protein comes with some good fats. It's not a coincidence that when they, you know, you can take a grass-fed steak and the same, you know, New York-fed steak, you know, grass-fed versus a grain-fed steak, you can look at both of them. You could put them both on the scale. They weigh the same. You can examine the constituents, the macronutrients of protein, fats, and carbohydrates, and they'll almost be virtually the same. The only problem is, and this is, you know, this is something, when man gets involved with processing things, okay? You know, man thinks that he can go ahead and just make things nice and convenient, long shelf life, better taste, all of that stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you, grass-fed beef to me tastes fabulous, okay?
Yep.
So I don't need the conventional one. That's number one. For some people who have grown up on conventional grain-fed beef, you know, for them, you know, they may find that it's kind of tough to initially switch over because they're used to that taste of the grain-fed. So it might taste a little gamey to them, whatever.
Yep.
But it's worth doing because when you do examine not the macronutrient breakdown, but when we get down to the micronutrient breakdown, all of a sudden you start noticing things like the grass-fed beef is very, very high in omega-3 fatty acids. It has a lower percentage of omega-6s and 9s. So when we're talking about wild-caught fish, okay, you can take a hunk of salmon that was Pacific or Alaskan wild-caught, and then you take a hunk of salmon that was Atlantic, and there's nothing wrong with the Atlantic East Coast, okay, but they're farm-raising those fish, okay?
Exactly.
So when they farm-raise them, they're growing in an environment that's not natural. It's a little bit more polluted as well.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, so there's a different toxic, you know, constituent in their bodies, but also it's not a coincidence when you take those same two pieces of fish, just like I mentioned with the beef, and you weigh them out, they weigh the same, they have the same number of grams of protein, fats, and a tiny, tiny amount of carbohydrates, but when you weigh them out, they look the same on the macronutrient level, but then you break it down, and here it is all of a sudden. I don't know why I'm the only one talking about this other than John Wood and you, okay?
Right.
But all of a sudden, you break it down to the micronutrients, and you find, whoa, wait a second, that Pacific, that Atlantic wild-caught salmon has extremely high levels of omega-3 fatty acids.
Yep.
It's already been proven. These are not going to clog arteries, okay, when they're eaten in the proper proportion of 3s, 6s, and 9s, which is usually higher omega-3s when we get the natural grass-fed, wild-caught, you know, cage-free, no hormone-fed. Now we go with the man-made version, and you find, whoa, wait a second, that same piece of salmon, that same-looking steak, same measurement of it even, they have higher omega-6s and 9s and lower omega-3s, which is also a formula for clogging arteries. So, wow, all of a sudden, you know, I think John Wood about 12 years ago was the first one that actually said to me, he goes, John, I promise you, your kids will run faster. They'll jump higher. You keep feeding them that grass-fed beef.
No, you're right. I'll tell you three things. Number one, people should be real cognizant of this because I did this when I went to a Whole Foods and I pissed the people off really bad there. I said to them, do you have any soy in your meat? All right?
Oof.
And they're like, we don't know. And I was like, this is what we'll get you every time, the answer you want.
Yeah.
Tell them you have an allergy to soy and you could die from it, and they get scared shit.
Wow.
They went back, all right, and they literally brought a book out that said what was in the meat.
Yes.
Guess what? If it wasn't grass finished, it had soy in the meat. So you could be paying $45 for a filet mignon that's grass fed, but they're using some type of soy in whatever they're finishing the animal off with, okay? You know, whether it's silage, they'll say, or whatever. So that's, and I shouldn't probably have said that. They'll probably come at, but so what? I want people to know this stuff. That's secondly, Eric Gutman, who's a regular on the show.
Yes.
He just started eating a pound of raw grass-fed beef. He's trying it because, you know, we're talking enzymes, the whole deal. I think I might start getting into that as I get closer to going to Iceland. And I wish, what was the third? I had a third thing that was real good, too, which will probably come to me. But the point of the matter is this. Even when you think you're getting grass-fed, you should ask those questions because there's a lot of people in this business now, and it could have a tendency to maybe get a little bit crooked if you're not. There's people investing in things now that might be more on a corporate link, and they're not all bad. I don't want people to think this is a show that's against corporate. I'm corporate. John's doing it. We're all entrepreneurs.
Yes.
But there's good and bad in everything, and I want people to know that not. It's like the supplement company. You've seen a lot of the big companies buying these companies up because they were hurting their bottom line. So everybody will, you know, devour whatever they can. But just be very careful when you go and you see grass-fed beef, chicken, fit, whatever, okay? Not fish. But the point of the matter is ask questions. And nobody ever said that to me, but I'm so soy conscious now,
yeah.
Almost like insane about it, where I ask everybody, like, we'll be somewhere, like, you know, I could be eating somewhere, and I'll be like, do you use any soy? And they'll be like, I don't know. I said, check, because I won't eat it, dude. I mean, and somebody will say, well, how much? A little bit won't hurt you. Probably not. But I decide that I don't want to put that in my body if I don't have to, okay? Do I want to go to someone's house and insult them? I doubt most of them are using soy, literally.
Yeah.
No, but it could be in the meat. Would I sacrifice it? Yes, I would. There's a decorum you got to have with people too. You know, people don't like being told, you know, at the dinner table, yeah. Basically, I'm not eating your food because it's got, you know, that's rude, man.
Yeah.
So that, but with John, I know he's not using any soy because I've asked him,
right.
And John knows the deal. Like, I'll tell you a story about him quick and we'll get right back. Cause I mean, he's so much a part of the show now here. Bear Walker's a shaman. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's awesome. He, I got introduced to him through John, right. Because I just felt like wrung out for a long time.
John,
you know?
Wood.
John Wood.
Yeah,
yes.
John Wood.
John Wood.
Yeah.
So he gave me. He called Bear and he did the introductions because Bear's a hard guy to get a hold of if you don't know him, and it's usually people are introduced through somebody. And they run saliva tests. You can't do them here. I can't. I'm not going to say the state he does it in, but it's legal there, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's the usual stuff like your adrenals were a little popped, and you know they do testosterone, everything, every organ in your body's looked at through that because this is the best way I believe too. I think it's more precise than blood. And this guy has worked with like NASA and everybody with this stuff, all right? So. Every other month I send him a strip. I got to send him one this month. I'm waiting to find out when he'll be at this place to read it. So he says to me, you know, we start talking a lot more, you know, on a personal level because he was very interested, you know, Iceland and all that stuff. And he says to me, I got to tell you, John Wood's in his 60s and he's got to be one of not only the healthiest, but one of the strongest men I've ever met in my life. Now, you talk about he's in his 60s now, right? And his father's in his 90s, man, and they're still cooking. What does that tell you right then and there? And we said this, I think we said this in the beginning of the show or offline. John Hart and I know that there are no guarantees in life, okay? We work our asses off. We try to make some money, have a good living. Look at all the stuff John's involved in and trying to bring legitimacy to a sport that he loves. I'm trying to do a podcast show and everything else with something I love, and we wouldn't be able to do this now if we didn't have this. We wouldn't be able to get the message out through here, which to me is the most important thing that we do. But, you know, when you hear somebody say that's been in the health profession for a long time, my ears stand right up to that, because it's like, okay, what are these guys doing that maybe I'm not doing, or maybe John is not doing? And so I say to John Wood, you know, and John hit it right on the head, you know, the omega threes, you know,
yes.
Everything else is sixes and nines. We know that they're not heart healthy, blah, 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 blah. But the thing that really got me in with John too, John, was this, you know, we were talking about obviously butter. You know, now butter's the king now. It was made in Time Magazine. So I guess we're all set. We're safe now. The world's not going to hurt us, right? So here we go, man. So, all right. So I'm eating butter. And I get butter at the co-op or through John.
Yes.
It depends how close I am to running out.
Yes.
And I get a butter from Sweden. I couldn't tell you the name. I sit there and just slice it off and eat it with my eggs, okay? I eat pumpkin seeds with my breakfast like crazy, handfuls. Yes. They are organic, by the way, too, okay?
Yes.
I eat tons of coconut milk. Mm-hmm. I drink it with my protein, with a little natural pineapple to break it up for the enzymes.
Yes.
And, of course, I eat coconut oil. And I put it in the refrigerator, and I think we talked about this before. It tastes like white chocolate. I dig it out.
Yes.
It's delicious, all right? And I eat tons of it. Now, I'm going to shift right back in a moment with you, but I want to hear what you think of this. This is good. I had I met some friends I used to work with down at a very, very, very well-known, it's a beautiful Italian restaurant called Lombardo's. It looks like a page, only twice the size, like out of The Godfather. If you remember when Michael Corleone met the police commissioner,
yes,
and
shot the cop Colasso
and right, and Louis, okay?
Yes.
So it's similar to that, but it's huge, and they haven't changed. Other than updated the paint and all that, it's something right out of the 20s, man. You want to go out with your wife or your girlfriend, she's going to be pretty impressed. I don't know what about after that, but whatever. So we're sitting at the bar because I like to, you know, when we go down at noon, we know the bartender real good. So we're all sitting there, and, you know, everybody's like giving each other the shit big time, right? That's just guys, man. But there's one guy, Billy, he used to be a pretty good athlete, and he probably was maybe around 230, and he's trimmed down. I bet he's maybe 190, and he's a tall enough guy, but he looks a little bit too lean to me, all right?
Yeah.
So he's a guy that's bought into the carb revolution.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe in fats at all. He says they're no good.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I'm sitting next to him, and here's a guy that eats fats like wait till you hear the response. You'll probably heard it a million times. So he says to me, I said, I don't agree with you. I said, do you know how much fat is comprised in your brain right there?
Right.
And he's like, well, yeah, I know. I said, okay, so why are we going this route? Well, it's the only way to stay lean. I said, I got to tell you, you're dead wrong. Your training probably isn't right. Your belief system is wrong. Well, you know, here I am telling a guy in his 50s that, and he's looking at me, you smart-ass punk, what the hell do you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, all right, wise guy, tell me what you ate yesterday. I said, okay, because I'm going to tell you, when I lift on a lifting day, the fats are going to be even heavier.
Yeah.
So here we go, John. 6 scrambled eggs, 5 slices, and this was all grass-fed bacon, everybody.
Yes.
No matter what, all right? Maple, delicious, all right?
Yes.
I had the butter out. I had the coconut oil out.
Yes.
I had coconut milk. I had a shake all made, and I had the I can't think of the nut now I was eating. It's slipping my mind now. Oh, geez.
Macadamia?
For your prostate. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It'll come to me. Yeah, pumpkin seeds. Okay. Not pumpkin. I don't remember whatever. It'll come to me. So he says, you ate all that. I was like, well, I didn't eat a whole slab of butter, but I ate at least a quarter of it. And I said, I ate hunks of coconut oil, and I drank that shake too on top of it. He goes, first of all, how did you ever do all that? I was like, I'm hungry. I got to train, and like I had to train like in an hour and a half. He says like this to me. He goes, and the other guy, the bartender, Don, he's cool as hell. And I mean, I think he understands it a little, but he was like looking at me all wide-eyed. And Billy goes to me, you'll be dead soon. I said, I hate to say this to you, sport. I've been eating like this forever, man.
Right.
He goes, that's not the way to eat. I was like, so see, you know, you and I are talking about, you know, a serious thing here, but you're going to get a barrage of no way, you can't do that, you're going to be dead. But you know, you've done this for a long time. I mean, I'm sure you've met up with this, you know, plenty of times. What do you tell somebody when they when they're going to give you that kind of line?
Well, you know, first of all, it's such a great story you just told. You know, when people start talking to me, you know, with regards to diet and with regards to, yes, the extreme low fat, it's really the low fat diet that they're finding out, which was substituted with lots of calories from carbohydrates. They're really buying into the U.S. government's, you know, the RDA, the food pyramid, which is heavy on grains. It's the opposite.
Yes.
It's almost the opposite of what, you know, we're talking about here. And, you know, so I usually have to point that out, that, you know, you're repeating what you've grown up with, which, you know, since the, what, since the 60s, I believe, it's
easily
been, you know, pushing grains as the base of the entire pyramid, the majority base of the pyramid. So I wish everybody could see me right now as I'm doing this on the screen on Skype.
John's doing John's an Italian right now, man.
That's
He's doing
it.
The handwork, dude. That's all I grew up around, you know, the hands, man. But that was good. But, you know, another thing, too, with that, I saw an article the other day. They were out pushing grains again. And, you know, you want inflammation. And I know for a fact some people have gone on those diets and then became pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No,
so,
go ahead.
So what I want to point out is that, you know, there's been a shift. I'm talking about with even myself personally wherein – you know, you mentioned two of my books, and in the first book that I wrote, the Mr. America Shape Up series, I actually tracked myself back. It's been a few years now, but I tracked myself for a little over a year, and I put in there the eating programs that I was following. And I have to tell you, while it was very low calorie, I was talking about as far as bodybuilding now, as far as the changes that I needed to make in the course of a year. You know, from getting, I was kind of fat and out of shape at the beginning, and then which I don't do anymore. And then, you know, gradually, month by month, I brought it in. And at the time, I did eat majority carbohydrates on a caloric basis. However, I have to say, however, you'll see the shift in the next book, Physique 101, that you have, where I, you know, there's been a shift in my thinking and in my knowledge base where I realized more and more, even though I was talking about eating carbohydrates in the first book, I was talking about, and I reiterated it over and over again, that they are natural, unprocessed, okay? And that I do use things like butter, and I went into grass-fed meats, the whole thing we just talked about. And then in the second book, even more so, I emphasized it. But now, even since the second book, even, the way you're talking, I've been contacted by a couple of guys in, you know, one man in particular, ever since our interview, contacted me, and he spoke to me about how he had read my books, and he listened to our first interview, and he talked to me about how when he was in his 30s, he had a massive heart attack, and here comes Eric, here comes Eric.
Yeah.
He had a massive heart attack in his 30s, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He was morbidly obese as a young child, so there was automatically a setup for bad blood work, okay? So he was, of course, getting back to what we originally started talking about, you know, the kids following the parents, right?
Yep.
So he was morbidly obese as a young child. But as he got into bodybuilding, okay,
there you go.
He originally followed, and I was also heavily influenced by, as you know, I'm wearing a heavy-duty sweatshirt right here, okay?
Oh, Mike Metzer.
Yeah, you see it right here.
Yep.
For all the listeners, I'm wearing one of my heavy-duty sweatshirts right now. I was heavily influenced by Mike Mentzer, Clarence Bass back in the 70s, you know, they wrote some great books. And I was good friends with Mike Mentzer until the day he died. By the way, died of coronary artery disease, coronary heart disease, cardiovascular disease at 51, okay?
God.
So he dropped dead. He had multiple heart attacks and dropped dead. Now, of course, he smoked, but he was always a proponent of carbohydrates. He trusted the USDA pyramid, food pyramid. He ate carbohydrates. He drilled that into me. So for years it's taken me, you know, to adjust out.
Shift.
Yes.
Yep.
And I have year by year. And you know what the major concern was? Is that I told you in this last year I turned 50. And the major interest that I had was now long term after I had been contacted by this one guy, and I'm about to tell you the rest of his story.
Sure, go ahead.
After I had this conversation with this man, it really got my wheels turning, and I started thinking more and more. I've had this knowledge all along about higher omega-3, lower sixes and nines, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the proportion that matters. We do need sixes and nines for life.
Yes, we do.
But it's the proportion that matters the most. So what you're doing is you're pumping up the threes, you're keeping the sixes and the nines low, and therefore, just check this out. Therefore, your arteries are clear. I'm sure if you have a physical and you have them checked out, you'll see you're fine. Now, here was the story. This man called me and says to me, have you ever, you know, worked with people in the CVD community? That's the cardiovascular disease community.
Yep.
And
yep.
I told him, well, I have worked with plenty of people who, you know, were heading down that road. And we reversed it using, you know, first of all, using grass-fed meats.
Sure.
All the things that we just have been starting to discuss. And then I told him I also use natural, unprocessed carbohydrates. If I take you through my kitchen, I can show you the unprocessed honey. I can show you, you know, the fruits, the vegetables that are over there. That's what the majority of what I eat and what my kids eat in my family, in my household, that's where we get carbohydrates from. We don't focus on things like, you know, unprocessed pastas and, you know, processed breads. That's not our focus, okay? And there are reasons why. When this man broke it down for me and he told me, he said, John, he told me he had a heart attack in his 30s, a massive one. And here he is now at 53. And he says to me, he's lived for 20 years on a purely ketogenic diet.
Yep.
Okay. All grass-fed meats, all high fat. And I said to him, okay, wait a second. And he said to me, man, a bowl of oatmeal sounds so good to me right now. Now, this this is somebody who is so sensitive because of the cardiovascular disease that he's encountered.
Sure.
He's so sensitive to carbohydrates. Now, he kind of, you know, it was unfair the way he kind of shot into this life with the predisposition for morbid obesity and all of that.
But
through bodybuilding, through old school, here we go, old school bodybuilding, which was higher, you know, there was protein involved, and then higher natural fats, good fats, okay?
Yep.
Through that, he's lived on that diet for 20 years, and I asked him, I said, talk to me about your blood work, talk to me about your medical exams, and he said that he maintains excellent health now because of the way he's eating. And I said, wait a second, you're blowing the doors off of what the USDA has told us.
Yep.
And here it comes. He said to me, John, the CVD, cardiovascular disease community, they know and live by the ketogenic diet for health, long-term health, and survival. So he said to me, do the math. If we're living this way, he says, why would it be so recommended by some governmental scientists who have other interests, okay? Why would it be recommended that you're going to go and eat grains? I mean, the animals that we eat should not be eating those grains. We should not be eating tons of those grains either. Now, I'm not saying, hey, don't ever have a cheeseburger. I'm not saying, don't ever have the oatmeal. Hey, don't ever have, you know, you want to go ahead and have a croissant? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, it's not going to be the end of it all. You know, have a slice of cake once in a while. Live your life. You know,
you have to.
Yeah. But if you're going to do it, you know, you better make sure that I like that 6 out of 7 days thing. You know, I'm a biblical man as it is, okay?
So
you and I have talked about this before, right?
Yeah.
So I like that, you know, 6 days, you put in the work, you put in, you know, the clean, good eating, the grass-fed meats, all of that stuff. And, man, if you want to go out with the family, go to a good breakfast, a smart
food,
you know, go out to a good dinner, you want to go ahead and have, you know, the best steak in town that's not grass-fed. If you want to go out and have, you know, pasta to your heart's content for one big meal, you know what? Go right ahead. Do it in 90. You know what? I tell my clients, do it in 90 minutes, right?
Yep.
Take 90 minutes to eat whatever you want to eat. And, you know, I warn them ahead of time, whatever you do, don't go for the pizza and the ice cream because you're gonna blow yourself right out the gate because about 30 minutes into that, you won't be able to tolerate any more food.
Yeah, you won't do anymore. Yeah. Right.
And you're going to be staring at the clock going, I got all this time and I can't eat anymore. So what I tell them is, you know, go out and have some good Italian, have some good Mexican, whatever your favorite is, and enjoy it. And don't let your family think that you're always on this restricted plan. and you know, live life. So I am saying when we first addressed this, Eric, you brought up the first question you said to me was, how do we talk to people? How do we help people that are, you know, they've been out of shape for years, the kids are getting fat, you know, they're not knowing what to do? Well, if we change the thinking towards going towards the grass-fed, it costs a buck more a pound, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, right now, Whole Foods, Sprouts, even your regular supermarkets, all of them.
They're carrying it,
right? They're all carrying it. And if you're going to do that first, and then focus on the rest of your, you know, have your grass-fed great butters. It's worth it, man.
My
kids tear into that butter, man. They love that good grass-fed butter. It's delicious. So, you know, you can go to a Costco and you can pick up, you know, that Kerrygold, you know, the Irish butter?
Yeah, the Irish one. That's great, man.
That's the best stuff around, man. I had some woman. We were at Costco last week, and I'm going to tell you this. This is a funny story. We're standing in the middle of Costco. My wife pulls out the Kerrygold butter, and you know, it's on sale, right? So she pulls it out. She goes, wow, look at this price. And I go, yeah, the Irish butter, man. All of a sudden, this woman goes like this. She's in the next fridge over, and she goes, well, no, we have the conventional butter, and we have the Kerrygold Irish butter. What's really the difference? And, man, I had to look over, and I said, first of all, you've obviously never had this butter.
Right. Because
if you did, purely on taste alone, you would never go back to the conventional grown butter.
Absolutely.
Never. So, and I use conventional as in, you know, processed, okay?
Yeah.
So I said, you've obviously never had this before. Because if you had, you'd never be getting sarcastic with me like that, number one. Number two, I suggest you buy one and try it out, okay?
Like this,
because you're missing out. And we ended up moving on down the road. So if we tell the people who are listening, the brothers and the sisters that really want to get the best health along with the longest training career. You know that I'm about longevity.
Me too, brother.
We talked about, you got it, baby. We talked about systemic enzymes for overall health. We talked about the hyaluronic acid. The reason why, you know, all the strongmen are using it is because it's for joint health.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yep.
And the systemic enzymes reduce inflammation in our bodies. It helps us to remain in a non-inflammatory state, okay?
Which is big for heart attacks. You know that? That's what, you know, that gentleman you talked to, and I don't mean to walk over you, but that's what came to me. Like, I just saw this. Like, the more grains you're eating, the more inflammation you're producing in your body. Mm-hmm. You want to know why the guy's having heart attacks? Go look at the people that are having the Monday morning heart attacks besides not wanting to go to work. I would bet 9 out of 10. We'll just go like that, 90% out of 100.
Sure.
Look at their diet. The weekend, they probably ate pizza. They've been out fast food everywhere. They've been drinking beer. You know, all beer is grain, wheat. I mean, people don't get it. Hello, you know, like that. So, look, John, the thing is this. If you're living a steady diet of that, even, you know, you may make it to your 50s. But a lot of these people, if they're in these high-stress jobs trying to make a lot of money because they're way far over the limit of what they have and they're spending on a credit card – and the wife's not home, and, you know, they get home at 7 o'clock at night after the kids are all put to bed or whatever they're doing. They don't give a shit, man. It's like, oh, there's a Stouffer's pizza sitting there. I don't care if it's 3 days old. I'm going to eat it, okay? So the and this is the thing. This is the thing where it's kind of a catch with me. You know, here in Albany a lot, you know, you're constantly hearing everybody nationally, too, telling you how to eat and all. And it's like, okay, to a point. But, you know, you and your wife have a solid home, and they see what the two of you do, your children. So without even opening your mouth, they see the example already, okay?
Yes.
Now, I realize a lot of kids aren't in a two, you know, a mother and father home, and I realize all the stuff that's going on and all that. I can't really change that because, you know, you're in this environment, and it's like, you know, this is why I say to everybody at the end of the show is it's this, you know, besides go out and lift something heavy, if you meet somebody today in your life, okay, and they seek you out in a gym or out in the concrete jungle, give them the time, man, because that 14-year-old kid could be looking for somebody just like you that's going to say, they say, well, how did you get so big or what do you eat? And you know something? You don't know what that's going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer in that because, you know, you could be creating the next president there. You could be creating the next Olympic lifter, the greatest bodybuilder or the star. It's very important and vital to do that. But I think what we're doing here, what you do and everybody else that's associated here is this. Everybody's trying to get this message out, man,
yeah.
Because and that's what I want to do. You know, I've told you I want to, you know, we want to go live with this show down the road. You know, we want to create a network of things like that because it's very important. You know, the more we can get this out there in a way where you're not really preaching or just beating them over the head with it, but, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I like what these guys are saying or these girls are saying. You know,
yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, John's 50 years old. How come John looks so young at 50? What is he, you know, what is he doing that I need to do?
Yeah.
What is John Wood doing in mid-60s that he looks so young and he's a strong, viral man, right?
Yeah.
What is his father doing in his early 90s that he can go out and work a full day? What? Tell me. I mean, you know, and I also think, too, and we'll get into this in a second.
Yeah.
What I love, I love, obviously, family farms. And I know the government has put a lot of them out, and a lot of people don't. The kids don't want to do it, and it's too bad because it all goes to hell, and then a Kmart or a Walmart gets built. But that's commerce. I don't really care. But the point of the matter is this. We need more of that. You know, I put a garden in every year out in the yard. It's fairly big. I love doing it, man.
Yeah.
Not only is it great to be able to bring life into the world like that, you know, with some seeds or little starter plants, and then, you know, you keep it weeded, you keep it, you know, watered, but Mother Nature and God takes care of the rest of it. The sunshine,
yeah.
The bad days of rain, all that. But if anybody really wants to see something amazing, you know, and nothing's more amazing, obviously, than a child, you know, but I'm saying you'll have like your own child out there. That's how I look at it. I love going out there, you know, early in the morning and the soil will be warm and you're in your bare feet and, you know, and you're maybe, you know, pulling a few weeds here and there or you're kind of just gently turning the soil up. Let me tell you something, man. That is one of the best feelings you'll ever have in your life. And then, you know, say by July, you've got lettuce already, and you know you're not going to get your carrots till probably late August or early September. But you know you got tomatoes and all that. It's a very good feeling, especially with what you and I and all these other people do. It's like you want to eat that way, and when you want to be that way, you're going to go the extra mile to learn how to do things like this. Yeah. If I had the land, John, I'd have a cow here. I'd be raising. You know,
yes.
I'd learn how to, I'd go to the butcher, you know, the guy doing it. I'd learn how to do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. You know, people say, oh, it's cruel. It's not cruel, man. You're eating. You know what I mean? It's like you're sustaining your life. That animal was fed well, treated well, and now that was sustained, and now it's sustaining your life. So I just think the whole concept, you know, what I like we talked about here, especially with all the grass-fed and the vegetables and all that is this. Let's hark back to even late 1800s up to, I don't know, let's say to maybe 1950
yeah.
before everything really started getting convoluted with food and pesticides and the soil all shot. What in your mind, and I'll tell you, I'm going to ask you this and I'll see if we agree.
Go ahead.
What in your mind when you looked at like a Eugene Sandow or, you know, a Reg Park or any of these guys, okay? What stood out from you because we know they ate right. You know, people say, okay, eat clean. But they're eating stuff that wasn't highly contaminated at all. What do you think they all had in common? Would you agree that look at the physiques on them?
Oh.
I mean, dude, that was food, man. That was, I mean, obviously it was training. You know, these guys train differently. Even if you're a bodybuilding, you were still like power bodybuilding. They were doing different things, okay?
Yeah.
But you look at these guys, man, and I don't care if they weigh 160 or 230. They're frigging cable
yeah.
everywhere. Now, okay, steroids were not prevalent. Well, maybe in the 50s is when Germany, obviously, you know, you read it was in the 30s. But let's just go for the sake of it. These guys were not jacked at all.
Yeah.
It was strictly – I mean, we know back then I read shit. They used to drink, like, pig's blood and stuff like that. They believed in the hormones and all that.
Right.
Okay. But what do you think the common denominator was? It was the food, man.
Yeah.
It had to be.
You just pointed out when you said all the way through the 50s, I almost wanted to I was going to interrupt you and say, you mean right about the time when McDonald's was on the scene and actually putting in meat in their burgers from like one cow, not from 500 cows, you know?
Yep.
So, oh, you're talking about back when McDonald's was actually real meat. You know, real bread, real ice cream in their shakes, real – oh, wait a second. Yep. You know, there was a shift that occurred after that where the processing took over for money's sake. For the you know, that's all it was. And, you know, when we talk about people like – you know, you mentioned Eugene Sandow. Of course, I never met him, you know, because he's, turn of the century. But when you got to Reg Park, man, bells and whistles went off in my head because I actually – you know, met Reg Park on more than one occasion.
Wow.
I was, I was a trainer at World Gym in Venice, California, and then when it moved to Marina Del Rey, and I was there for years. And so I know the Joe Golds, I know the Zabo Kazuskis, I know, that's Jim Morris. I know all of these guys, and you know, several of them have passed. But when Reg Park was in the gym, he came to visit his son John, who lived in West LA, Reg Park would come into the gym, and I'm telling you, this man, now eventually we know he went down because of skin cancer, okay?
Sure.
He was a sun worshiper when he was in South Africa, right? So, however, when he walked in the gym, and I'm talking, the dude was in his early 70s. He had to be, I don't know what age he passed at, but he was in his early 70s, even in his late 60s. When I'm telling you the word vibrant, powerful, I saw him come in with excellent posture. I saw him come in lifting weights like a man does. He was using, ready for this? Free weights. He was still doing basic exercises.
Yes.
So we're talking about somebody who never let it go, you know?
Nope.
And when you and I have talked, we've talked about this before, about, the shift in the exercise. You mentioned it earlier on in this program about the shift towards the CrossFits and the things like that.
Yep.
Look, I'm not going to go and bash that whole industry, but I'm going to say,
not at all.
Let's just focus on, how everybody seems to think that what we do, the powerlifting, the power bodybuilding, the bodybuilding, how the strongman stuff, how all of that is, passe or passing. It's not, it's not true. What's happening is that, fads come and go. Okay.
Yep.
And just like watching an episode of Gilligan's Island, okay?
Sure. There's
always reruns that are going to come down the road, 20 years from now. Just like watching, they bring back movies, from way back and do a remake of it. It's going to come full circle. And so I teach people right now, daily, when I'm in the trenches, and I mean the trenches as in training raw beginners in the gym, the normal people, the average person who's just out of shape, the baby boomers, they come to me out of shape, especially. And when they come on in and I start having them do – they want to do core work. They've heard this.
Yeah, I know. Core. I
hate
that.
Let me go off on this. Eric, let me go off on this, please. When they mention, aren't we going to do a lot of core work to get rid of this gut? Like, and I tell them, well, didn't you just do squats? Didn't you just do deadlifts? Didn't you just do rows? Didn't you just – do overhead presses? Didn't you just do? And they sit here standing overhead presses, by the way.
Yeah.
And I go, so when you did those things, do you know what the definition of a core exercise is? It's one that involves your upper and your lower body, because that entire midsection of your body, from your lumbar wrapped around your abdomen, is a support structure. Hey, even if I have you do simple planks on the floor, talking about you doing actual core work. No, you're not moving. No, you're not doing these wood choppers with cables. No, you're not doing this fancy. You're not. Let me go on, Eric. No, you're not doing these fancy leg raises and elbow to knee things and all this stuff. No, you're not, because your abdomen, that big gut you got is because you've been eating too many processed carbohydrates, man. And you need to go ahead and you need to do some basic, serious training, basic.
Yep.
And I make it to where, listen, you and I have talked about this several times now, where man, weight training, when we start talking about it, we get excited about it, because it's not just, let's just lift a weight 3 times or lift a weight 10 times or let's just see how much we can lift for 1 time. And that's all there is to it. That's not the case. If you're doing anybody who's interested in getting into this stuff, if you're not accessing people who are willing to share the information, like Eric Fiorello, like myself, you know, if you're not interested in learning as much as you can in contacting us, then the problem is lies with you, okay? When you do start talking to us or to some of our friends or to some of the other guys that have been putting interviews in Motivation and Muscle, you know, you're going to find that training with the weights is anything but boring. Doing strongman stuff is anything but boring. When you go ahead and you do this kind of training, there are fun patterns that you can use over the course of several weeks or months or an entire year. You can create micro cycles or macro cycles. All of a sudden, you find out that the strongest people in the world don't just go out there every single day and lift in the heaviest stone they can lift. They don't. You know what I mean? They have a pattern. They're intelligent human beings. The best built men in the world, the best bodybuilders in the world, don't go. The best natural. I'm going to talk about my realm. The best natural bodybuilders in the world. They don't just go in the gym and lift a weight 10 times, three sets of 10, and, oh, how boring is this, you know? So that's not the case. Pull. You know, we use other techniques. We use other formulas. It's not like it was in the old days. But I have to add, nutritionally, see, when somebody created the wheel, you know, centuries ago, the wheel was made right the first time, okay? Yep. We didn't have to go for a better wheel later on. There was no better way of making the wheel. So nutritionally, now I'm not talking about weight training routines. I'm not talking about strongman routines. Those have become even better over time. We found better ways of training, safer ways of training. If you do access the information that's out there and do take the time to learn, there's so much more to learn. And you'll never, ever say, man, this is boring, and end up in, you know, I can't think of the other things, but let's just say a CrossFit class, okay?
Well, yeah.
So you won't end up over there. But the thing that was originally done right, God had it right. Look, that cow that's walking down the block, that bison that's eating grass out in the field, okay?
Yeah.
That fish that's out in the ocean that you're catching wild, that apple that's growing on the tree, the bananas, I mean, you know, the vegetables growing up out of the ground, the tubers, I mean, even a sweet potato, pick it, you know what I mean? Pull the thing out of the ground. If you go down that route, okay, if you go down the route of the eggs that come from the chicken, not the one that was processed with 5,000 chickens in nine square feet of space, okay, that are all stressed out, that are producing eggs that don't even resemble what an egg is supposed to be on a micronutrient level, okay? So if you do take that effort, if you do spend an extra dollar a pound on the meat, if you do go, right now the prices are all coming down. So I have to say that in 2015, you're living with your head in the ground, you're living under a rock if you don't realize that there's so many clean grass-fed foods, so many clean wild-caught foods, so many clean tree-grown foods, organic things that are grown, that are now prepared for us, and they're at a reasonable price and readily available, not just in Southern California. I'm talking to you, Eric. You're in Albany. You're in Albany.
I can find it locally. I mean, the co-op's got it, you know, Whole Foods. There's lots of independence ones down in the Hudson Valley. That's not a problem at all, John, but I'll tell you one thing. This is something that, you know, is taking hold on people, I think, more and more. And I think personally, and I'll say this flat out when we're talking about exercise and all that. You live in Albany, you live in Colony. I don't care if you live downstate and you listen to this podcast and you're out of shape.
Yes.
I guarantee you I'll take sandbags and rocks and we'll do nothing else other than a warm-up. I'll turn you into a beast. And not only that, how much weight you want to lose, I'll take it all off doing those two modalities. And I'll tell you right now, believe me when I tell you this, all right? I still think the barbell is the most important, most unique, and still best piece of equipment that's ever been produced.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Nautilus machines, hammer strength. I don't give a damn what's out there, okay? I'm telling you, first and foremost, and I'm not going to bullshit you, and John isn't either, because I have nothing to gain here by bullshitting you, all right? I'm not selling $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 pieces of equipment. This is what I'll tell you.
Yes.
Barbell.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Stones aren't far behind or sandbags because I'm finding more and more. We've been talking about this. Me and a good friend of mine lives down in the Carolinas. Now, he was an Olympic lifter for many years, and he used to train with me regularly for years before they moved. And he's gotten – we've talked about, you know, he's lifted stones through the years and all this, but sandbags have kind of got hold of him now. And he said, you know something? He goes, I'm telling you right now, you know, and he's doing lots of walks. No matter how heavy they are, you know, you change your direction, obviously. Pull 50 pounds out, you know, all right, now maybe I've got a 100-pound sandbag. So I walk some more. But he even said to me, it's like, and it's very interesting because you don't think about it. Think about this in respect to this. All right, say you even start out with a 50. Now I'm walking 95 feet up and back because my lower back's healed now. I got to start introducing the stone because I'm 6 weeks behind now.
Yes.
And that's a big behind to go away like that. But if I play it right with the ding in the shoulder, I'm going to get back very fast because the power is all there. The problem I have right now is I've got to be very careful with power because I have a tendency to go after 300 in a squat like I go after 600, okay? What that does is you can end up whipping yourself around and hurting yourself. So that's my dilemma, but that's a great dilemma right now, okay, to feel that good.
Yeah.
But I started carrying twice last week. It was only 50. I did 5 rounds the first time. I did 6 rounds the second time on the second training day. I carried it, you know, bear hugged it. Then I would turn it sideways and hug it that way. I just wanted to see what it would feel like. Not that it's a big load on the spine, but it's still a load that I haven't had on because of that sprain.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, no problems. And I got to tell you this, John. It puts you in a whole new frame of mind, too, because you're, like, so sick of the crap, man. And it's like it just pulls you right by, like, the nose, you know, and says, okay, here we go. So, you know, I continue again tomorrow morning. You know, I'm going to try some pressing overhead, see how that feels. That'll be a little bit of a load on the spine because I probably won't go over, like, 250. And then, obviously, I'm going to carry. I'm going to carry 70 tomorrow. So it'll be interesting, but – all these things, if you want to know, like, they all connect. You know, it's not only the training. John and I are very committed, obviously. We're talking basics, whether it's his federation here that he and his wife, you know, they want to create. They're going back to the roots, man. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, it's they want people to train clean, but they also train heavy, they eat correctly and all this. John is bringing – it's basic. It's like what I said before, the same way what I do, basic, all right? And contrary to all the crap they say that this stuff is dead, it's not dead. I'll tell you what's going to die quick, this Hollywood-style training with everybody, whether it's – you know, and I'm picking on CrossFit for no reason, but it's very big in the Hollywood sect.
Yeah.
And who are these actors to come out and tell me that, you know – oh, just do kettlebells. You don't know shit, dude. You're paying somebody how many thousands of dollars a session you're going in and paying either to get ready for a movie or because you blimped up to, you know, 100 pounds over your fighting weight and you got to get back or you're never getting a damn job again, all right? So, you know, all I can tell people out there is, you know, proceed with caution. And I'm not a cautious guy, but when someone is telling you to do something just because everybody else is doing it, as my pop used to say, if everybody jumped off the bridge, would you follow them?
Well,
it's important to think like that. Ask the questions and, you know, like John said, we go John Wood, grassland beef, okay? Great. We go to wherever you want to go. You buy organic fruits and vegetables. Not unless you're going to grow them, which is great. You know you're not spraying them. You know what's in the ground you're putting it in.
Yes.
Super duper, all right?
Yes.
But you know something, too? Have a good, clean head, too, because that kind of living and eating is going to make you have a your intelligence, in my opinion, goes up. You don't fall for all the fad shit around you. You kind of pull yourself out of, like, this multimedia everywhere, you know, everything you see. I got a DVR everything, or if I don't text 500 times a day, I'm screwed to the wall. Or I got to get my emails quicker. I got to get here. It's like, slow down. Get out there and just kind of enjoy your environment.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, you're going to be a hell of a lot happier. You're going to make good gains. You're going to lose weight. You're going to get stronger. Then guess what? Your kids are watching. Your kids, hey, Ma, Dad, I want to get it. There you go. See, now you set the pace with everything. And it's like by doing this, you're not going to be hopefully subject to diabetes or your kids die young or you die younger, like you were saying, that gentleman that called you as a young man, he has a massive heart attack. Who the hell wants to go through that, man?
Wow.
Nobody. Wow. Nobody. So I think today's show, obviously, we always do good shows, but this is, you know, it's a very instructive and it's a very passionate show, too. It's because, you know, you and I might do different things, but we're really one and the same, too, because, you bodybuild and you train for a different style, where I got to lift heavy and be heavy to do what I'm doing. But it's no different. I mean, we have different physiques because of what we do differently.
Yes.
But you and I are pretty much, we eat pretty much the same. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. And I will tell you this, John, if I don't eat fat, I can feel the difference in a workout when I load fat and when I don't load as much fat, all right? And I eat up to about 3 hours before I'm going to go out because I don't go any further than that. And I can tell you, too, just mentally I feel better. You know, I feel calmer, you know, and then when it's time to go, man, I'm ready to go, you know. And I think it's just the prospect of getting out there and knowing, you know something, we're very blessed. We got another shot today to go do something pretty damn good, man. You know what I mean? It's just like, how many people think about that? It's like, oh, I got to go to the gym and work out. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So how do you think you're going to do anything if that's your attitude with everything? If that's your attitude in your private life, you're not going to have a very good marriage or a boyfriend or girlfriend for long, and you're not going to hold on to a job. You're just plain out miserable, man. And it's like, why waste your time on that? Don't waste your time on people that are putting you down or they don't call you back after you've called them 10 times. Or, you know, it's like me in Iceland. Oh, why are you going to go over there in November? All right, we got caught in a storm. I told you so. But so what?
Yeah.
I got on a plane and did it. You know, would you do that? No. And I don't care if you would or wouldn't, because I just don't want small ball in my life at all anymore. You know, I've learned through the business and everything. It's like, man, one thing I try to do and tell everybody is this. You usually see the end result of everything, which is great. And if you make it, that's even that much better. But you never see the bullshit between, you know, A through Q or V or, you know what I mean, or X, you know, or Y. You know, you see Z and it's like, shit, man, they did that. How did, you know, and they're so happy and they got money and all this. And it's like, you didn't realize that I'm the guy digging the hole with the other guy mining for gold. And I get 3 feet from it and I quit. While the other guy keeps going.
Keeps
and
going.
Guess what? He hit it. Yes.
Keeps going.
And that's the thing. Yes.
You know, I want to also add.
Go ahead, John.
No, I want to add to what, you know, play off of what you just said. That's very, very important is that, you know, back 12 years ago when John Wood, you know, he was one of the first ones that, you know, emphasized the meat eating to me. When he emphasized it, and I did speak to him on the phone more than once, when we did, he actually said that phrase to me. He said, John, you keep feeding your kids that grass-fed meat. They will run faster and jump higher. And the upshot to that story is this. My oldest son right now is 11. And while he was a fabulous runner in track, he's shifted now to football for the first time. And and again, here it comes. He's the fastest kid for the last 2 years. He's the fastest kid on both of the teams he's played for. He's an excellent receiver. He's talented. He's athletic. And here comes my daughter, my middle child, my daughter, who's now 9. Last year, she qualified for the Junior Olympics in the 800.
Holy cow.
Are you serious now? I mean, they eat grass-fed beef. They eat – John has some grass-fed hot dogs that are just
– Oh, I know, man.
Oh, yeah.
That pemmican, all that stuff, dude. Everything, man. It's like you want something to snack on that you, when you're training or after you train, you want something that'll light your body up, man. And plus, you know, I don't know if you know too, you probably know, and I don't care. I'll plug him to the end of time.
Yes.
He's got a company called US Cell Wellness, too. You want to go out and get minerals, you want to go out and get stuff to detox, all his stuff and that Bear Walker is on there too. If anybody's interested in listening to him or go out and Google, I'm telling you, man, this guy, John's done it right. He's done it right, and he's good to people, and this is why I believe he's as successful as he is. John is just a guy. He's a joy to talk to, and he really gives it to you straight, and that's what I've always liked about him. You know, it's just like if you call him, you know, he's going to get back to you. Yeah. If you email him, he's going to get back to you. And it might not be that same day, but I've never heard from him less than 2 days. I mean, the guy's busy as hell. I want to say he might even be in Australia right now. I thought I read something, but I'm not sure because, you know, he gave me permission on Sundays. I use, you know, he's got a thing with everything up about, you know, different people come on and they blog. And he's like, yeah, use whatever you want, you know. And these are all people in the field that, you know, either own companies or they're doctors and all that. And I can't say enough about him. He's been nothing but great to me. You got anything else, John? Because
we're running out of time, but I do want to point out that if anybody listened to our first interview, you all know that the interview we did about a month and a half ago, when we did do that, at the very beginning of that interview, when I mentioned, I started to say grass-fed beef that I eat and my family eats, and I mentioned I started to go into U.S. And then you finished the sentence for me. We never, prior to that, we never discussed it. Nope. You and I just, and I have no sponsorship with John, you know, John Wood. I'm just, the listeners right now need to know that they're just listening to two guys having a conversation that are passionate about the fact that you need to go down this road if you want to have longevity and great health along with great lifting and a great physique. Okay? So if they do that and you hear us, I'm plugging your sponsors, and the bottom line is that I already use half of them. So
exactly,
these guys are the real deal. So, you know, I think Eric, if you let me, you know, wrap up just by mentioning, you know, that I do appreciate all of you guys finding, you know, that have gone out and supported by getting my books. They're out on Amazon. And, you know, it's fantastic. As Eric pointed out, the names of the books, the Mr. America Shape Up series and then Physique 101. You could just search my name on Amazon and you'll find it. And then, boy, it would be something fantastic if any of you have a nice interest in competing in natural bodybuilding, or if any of the female listeners will have natural figure and bikini. And then we also have that men's fitness thing, you know, with the board shorts. So if any of you guys are interested in it, when you do come on out to Southern California, I can promise you this, that my wife and myself are committed to making it a fabulous experience for the athletes. We're not just putting together a great show, and I have myself 25 years of competitive experience, so I know what it's like to be an athlete and to compete in a really good show, and that would be what would be considered, you know, a stretch, as in I would never go back there again with that promoter, okay?
Right.
And
right.
We're not just the show itself, but we're also putting together some nice packages for anybody who comes from other parts of the country. It's going to be June 4th of 2016. So anybody who wants to come to Cali, okay, come on down to Southern Cali. Come on down and spend, you know, a day at our show at the WNBF LA Championships. And then, you know, if you're going to spend a week out here, you should make it a vacation. I will have some special packages for all of you all who come from, you know, other parts of the United States, anybody who comes from other countries. I will have special, you know, I know everybody's interested in the beach in that area, so I will make sure that you have special packages, special discounts, hotel rates, I mean, places to go and eat, suggested vacation things that you can do, and we'll have all of that for you guys. We're putting it together now. We have an entire year to get the best that we can get to you, and that's what we plan on doing. So we're excited. Of course, you know, I'm passionate about, you know, promoting the natural end of things, just, you know, to keep the natural athlete going. And I do appreciate all of my brothers and sisters out there that are not natural. You know, notice that we talked about it when we talk about even the nutritional stuff. Everything still applies to you guys, too. If you're using – the interesting part here is that if you are using any kind of chemical, any hormonal enhancement on yourself, you know, the steroid or other. The important thing here is you have to be even 10 times more vigilant to stick with high omega-3 meats and fish and eating programs. You have to stick, you have to be even more vigilant to have natural sources of carbohydrates. You have to. You're automatically setting your blood panel up, you know, to be a plaque magnet in the arteries. And if you're not going to counter it somewhat with some really good eating, okay, then, you know, you can't say you didn't know. Down the line, I just want to – I'm serious. You know, Eric, I'm thankful you give me this extra minute or two to get into this as we're wrapping, that it's important that, you know, I consider all you guys, my brothers and sisters in iron. It doesn't matter if you're a bodybuilder, a strength, you know, a power lifter, a strong man. The important thing is if you're – whether you're natural or you're using – every one of the principles that we're speaking about applies to the natural guys and girls, but – it applies 10 times more to the users, okay? If you do use, you know, that's the important part about it, is that dietarily speaking, you're going to have to go down a good road. Don't think you can get away with eating crap food just because you can't see it wrapped around your belly. On the inside, there's other things going on, and there's been a lot of people who never made it past 50 because they believed that lie, okay? So I appreciate the show, Eric. You know, Motivation and Muscle, it's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. I love your guests. I love being a guest on the show. I'm honored to be, you know, a somewhat of a regular. I'm more than happy to plan on coming back as often as I can with you. I love talking to you, and I love the feedback from the guests. I mean, from the listeners. It's fantastic. So, you know, again, they can find me on all forms of social media. They can also search my website, intenseheart.com. And just do a simple – you can do a simple Google search, John Hart, John Hart, Mr. America. It'll pull up everything.
Yep, we'll find out. You got everything, John?
That's it, good.
Okay, just hang on. I'm going to give all my stuff. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grasslandbeef.com. John Wood, we talk most of the show about him. He's a worthwhile man to talk about. And as you heard from John Hart, because I guess we got to say different names here, different last names. I mean, look at his kids, man. I mean, that's I congratulate you on that. That's quite a feat.
Yes.
And obviously, he and his wife have done a great job, obviously, with feeding his children. And, you know, once again, they're looking at an example. Very important, man. Very, you can't touch upon that enough.
Yes.
Obviously, Saugerties Chiropractic Center in Saugerties, New York. So, if you're in the New York area, upstate New York, 845-246-5020. That's 845-246-5020. If my good friend Joan answers the phone, she'll set you up. Tell her I sent you. She's a wonderful lady. I love her. She's the best, I'm telling you. We got our good friend Dr. William Wong, who's a regular on the show. I'm going to have – everybody's going to be a regular on this show once I get done with it. Holy cow, man. It's good. It's a good thing, though. You can go out and Google Dr. Wong's Essentials. He also has a podcast show, or you can go out to www.docsprefers.com. And like I said, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Wong, he will get back to you. And last but not least is Atomic Athletic, www.atomicathletic.com. That's Roger LaPointe. He's a regular on the show weekly. Roger's been with me since the very beginning. Right now, he's got the Super Squat Bar on sale, regularly $299, $225 now, and the shipping is pretty cheap from what he told me. Reach out, give him a call. If you don't get a hold of him, he will call you back. All these guys, you heard John here say the same thing. Any of these guys you get a hold of or you don't get a hold of, they get back to you. Their service is just second to none. That's the way you do business, and we couldn't be happier than to have them all on the show. The websites, www.FiorelloBarbellCompany.com, www.MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like John and I when we work together here, you want us to do a particular show, drop me a line at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. You already have John's, too. You can get a hold of John if there's something you would like us to talk about. I'm sure he and I can come up with a game plan. That wouldn't be too hard. We work well together. Let's see. We're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell. We are Motivation and Muscles the same way on Facebook. We're at I don't remember what I am. I think it's at – I don't remember my Twitter. I'll have to look it. I don't say Twitter much. We haven't been giving a lot of that out. But, you know, we're all out on social media too. We're going to have a brand new podcast up. I'm going to have John's up in a few days. I hope I've got – we're still posting stuff from the end of February, believe it or not. I've got a lot of stuff, and we've got a lot more this week. So I'm going to probably start putting two up a day now. But, you know, we'll take care of that too. And we're going to be making some pretty good changes, I hope, down the road too. So we're growing like everybody else, and we're happy to have everybody there. And, you know, like I say all the time, it's like I thank all the listeners. I mean, when I say we want a million people listening, I don't say this lightly. I mean it. You know, some people have kind of like, ha, 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 right? It's like, no, this ain't no ha, ha, ha. If you know me, you're going to find out quickly. Yeah, I'm one determined cuss sitting here, and I know John is too. So everybody that's involved here, I'll tell you, like I told John before he came on the air, I'm a lucky guy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, things have been up and down for a few years, but I can't complain. Everything is coming around, so we're good. So like I always say at the end of every show, you know, go out and lift something heavy, go bust a rock, but most of all, here's the deal. Go out and help somebody today. You know, if somebody asks you, seeks you out, go for it. And here's the last thing I'll say. I did this on the last podcast. Stand up, take three deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, and say to yourself, I can and I will. You do that, I'm telling you, do that 50 times. I swear to you, you're going to feel like you just stepped on top of the greatest thing you've ever had in your life. Don't laugh. Don't discount it. I do it every day. It works, believe me. So, John, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Thank you, Eric. I look forward to the next one. And God bless you. And God bless all of your listeners. Love you all.
Thank you.
And we'll talk very soon.
Yeah, just hang on. I'll be right with you. So, for John Hart, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.